Now, Stuart Duffy is up next, going to talk about how photography changed his life.
Good morning, Lavinia. How are you?
Now, Stuart, you are doing some fantastic work in your local community and nationwide. First of all, you weren't always a photographer. Well, you were always a photographer, but you weren't always a professional photographer.
Yes, very much so. I was involved in banking for years. Introduced to photography by my grandfather, who was a professional photographer. So I was about 7 when I was introduced to photography and always kept it up as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
But professionally, I ended up in banking and trading foreign exchange and sales. And I used to make regular appearances on another radio station giving updates on the stock market. And
fair play to you, Stuart.
And analysing world events, stuff like that. But very much so, photography's always been there. And now, I suppose, in the last 6-7 years, I've been given the professional photography line a full-time bash, and it's starting to bear fruit now for me, as you say, at the moment.
Now, I've seen some of your stuff, and your stuff is absolutely brilliant. It seems to me, when I'm looking at some of your photographs, like, it's like Point Break, that film. You're kind of saying, is he just waiting there for that clout, for that wave to come and sweep him off the cliff there? Or, they look like it looks like you're putting yourself in danger taking the shots, but the shots that you take are awesome.
Thanks a million. To be honest with you, what happened with me is, like, my father was Scottish and my mother was a Dub, and I never really got to see much of the Irish countryside as a child, really. And it was only in my late teens, early 20s, I started to go around and see places like, even Donabate was one of the most scenic places I'd ever seen. And then I started to go further afield into, up the north, over to Kerry, down to Kerry, up to Donegal,
kind of thing.
So Ireland was all very new to me, even as a young man, and then moved, started to bring my camera, and the shots really came together. So, I live down a base. It's a beautiful area. You've got Malahide, Portmarnock, and then, I obviously move around, and now I'm in a few airports with some exhibitions, and I'm traveling a lot more.
Yeah. About the very start of your journey. Like, what was the first thing that you actually brought into the public?
A first exhibition, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I started doing exhibitions about 3 years ago. I have buddies that are they're in the Law Library in Dublin City Centre, and I got an opening to exhibit my work down there. And I've really just been sort of within the exhibitions. All I'm really focused on is I'm just showing off Ireland.
Yeah,
like, it's Ireland landscapes, Ireland seascapes, Irish people, and just trying to show it off to the best of my capabilities. And people are really sort of taken to it. So just moving on, I've at the moment I'm in Dublin Airport, and the DAA were very kind and give me this spot, which has led me on to get into Shannon Airport, Cork Airport, and also Knock Airport. So it's really taken off, excuse the pun,
in the airport, taken off.
Yeah.
Love it. But your work is very, when you look at it, it's very, it's full of history, and the coastlines are fat. And you have, what's the story with the cow?
It's one of my best, one of my most popular pictures, I'll call it. There's some cows that basically walked towards me. I was in Mayo, and a few cows just walked towards me, and I got this shot where there's a gang of cows looking straight at me, and it's quite eye-catching and really kind of brings the viewer into the image, and people are always asking me about that picture. So I have it on, I'd have it on my website, and I have it, it's actually my business card as well, so yeah, it's quite a popular one.
It's very good, it is. I remember you're talking about the different parts of the country. Wait till you hear this. I have a photograph, I'll send it to you. Valentia Island, 5 o'clock, stuck behind 3 cows. Now, where would you be leaving it? And that's a true story. Yeah, I got stuck behind and I was, swear to God, I thought I was going to die. I don't think that I had ever seen a cow that close before, you know. And yeah. I got such a fright because, you know, the way the roads are only, you can pull into the side yeah. of the ditch to let another car by. But like when yeah. you see cows, you ain't overtaking those big bad boys.
Yeah, and they're very popular. Like, everybody seems to really take the cows. And I've a lot of images of sheep as well. So they're moving quite well for me. A lot of the tourists, and I'd say I'm selling down in Cork Airport, and the Americans have really taken to the images of the cows and images of sheep and just the general Irish landscape. So it's been really an uplifting experience getting
yeah.
into the likes of that and being able to show off the country. You know, that's what I really want to do. It's the career that I have now chosen, as opposed to, you know, working in an office 24 hours a day and having to be in at 6 in the morning and being really, really focused and stressed. So it's a nice turnaround and a great career opportunity for me to be successful in it.
It's called Irish Elements.
The exhibition is indeed, yeah.
And now, so you are the first person ever to exhibit in 3 different airports in the country, is that correct?
Yeah, first Irish artist, yeah. So, but yeah, the airports have been very open and very kind, and you know, I've knocked on their doors. They've really helped me out. They've given me big spaces up in Terminal 1 in Dublin Airport.
Brilliant.
Same again, I hung the exhibition in Shannon Airport, and same at Knock. So the airports have been absolutely fantastic. And yeah, it's quite an honour to, you know, be in that position to be able to say that I'm the first to have these running simultaneously in all the airports, and as well getting, you know, such a big audience, because there's like, the audiences are absolutely huge going through the airport. Like, if you've 2 or 3 million people going through Dublin Airport a month, massive 700,000 in Knock, and you know,
would there be that many people using Knock Airport?
Yeah. I googled it. I had a look. There's Knock Airport gets 800,000 a year. So yeah, wow. The audience is going to be absolutely massive, and as well, the tourist industry here is really, really strong at the moment.
Brilliant.
And you can see, even when you walk through the streets of Dublin, like, the streets are absolutely heaving with tourists, which is great to see, you know.
So when people are going on their holidays, they're getting the last look at your pictures before they leave.
That's it.
How does that make you feel after being in such a stressful job and not being in a happy career? And it must have been a huge gamble for you to, you know, say, look, I've had enough of this, I want to have a more of a relaxed life.
Yeah, it was a huge gamble, and you know, to go and chase your dream. You know, there are, you know, certain you know, drawbacks to doing that. You know, financially, and you know, your social life and whatever. But it was great to get away from the job that I was doing, where you know, I had to leave Donabate at 4:30 in the morning to drive into this, you know, to the IFSC to take over for this from the Asian stock markets, and I used to have to go on the radio at 5:30 in the morning, and that's very stressful. You wouldn't sleep the night before. Things sometimes, you know, things change in the markets that are on the other side of the world, so you have to be on top of it. So there was a lot of stress.
You must be a very clever person, though, George, that you would have been able to do that.
Well, that's debatable. I certainly put a lot of time and effort into doing it. And when you can get that focus and you know your stuff, it doesn't take, you know, it's not that it's rocket science, but yeah, I worked hard at it and I was able to do it. But coming back to what you said, I was glad to make the decision, chase my dream, you know, carry on from where my grandfather had left off, and introduced me to photography and to go about it. Capturing Ireland, like, it's an absolute, you know, it's a phenomenal career to be able to go around Ireland taking photographs and then introduce them, you know, into the, you know, the retail market, or as we're saying, exhibit them in the airports.
Is that all you do? Is you know, take photographs of the landscapes and stuff like that? Do you do any like personal pictures? Like, would you take a picture of me now?
Of course I was.
Thanks very much.
Anytime. Of course, yeah, I do portrait work and wedding work, and I do food, I've done fashion. So, yeah, I enjoy photographing absolutely anything, but the high for me, I suppose, is doing Irish landscape and you know, getting home and editing it, and then I put it on Facebook and my Instagram account and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But yeah, there, you know, you still at the end of the day have to make a living, and like the likes of weddings and that, they're certainly a good way to do that. And I'm even very happy, you know, doing weddings, because you're still, as long as I'm taking photographs, I'm very happy. So
yeah.
I appreciate that, the, you know, that this has been a fortunate opportunity for me, and it's started to work out so well.
Stuart, you know the way you just said there that you take photographs of food, is it true that they paint food and stuff like that, and they'd pour oil on things to give them shine and all before the...
Yeah, like, I do know we have used like varnish, wood varnish, to paint onto chickens and turkeys.
Oh God, it gives a whole new meaning to food.
Yeah, or we've used mashed potato for to make it for ice cream, obviously, and then you use food dye to dye the mashed potato to make it look like ice cream, which it does. So, but it's very effective, and it gives you that opportunity or that time delay if you're in a photography studio. You know, the ice cream doesn't melt. So
very
yeah,
good.
One,
yeah.
One example. But yeah, it's definitely tricks to food photography.
Very good. It sounds really interesting. And so you're exhibiting in the airport at the moment, and
yes.
It's Irish elements. And I've seen a couple of the Stormtrooper is fab. That's the one I was looking at, and I'm like, how did you get that shot? How did you get that shot?
I was driving home one day through Donabate, and somebody came on the radio and said, there is the worst storm in the history of Ireland taking place right now. And I drove straight to the beach, and as I was standing down in Donabate at the hotel there, looking across, this guy walked by me with a surfboard, and the surf was absolutely huge. And I said, are you actually going in there? And he said, this is fantastic for me. So he hopped straight in, and luckily enough, I got the shot where, you know, he's on the surfboard, the waves are huge, and there's sort of a breaking sun, which is my kind of, like, we get great clouds in Ireland. So for me as a landscape photographer, the clouds just really play into what I'm doing. And it was kind of an evening shot. So I just got lucky with the shot. It looks really good, and it's done very well for me. I'm very happy with it. But thanks a million. It's one of my favourites. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's so cool. All I can think about is Patrick Swayze, Lord of Mercy on him. When I see it, I'm like, oh God, it's a brilliant picture, really and truly. And it does actually capture the storm. And that's a really nice story that somebody said to you, that, but that you had the nerve to go down there. But your man, did your man ever know you took the photograph, or did you ever see him again?
No, I didn't. And I got a couple of really good shots with him, because, as I say, the storm was huge. But no, I haven't seen him since. He's I hope he's okay. But he posed for quite a few. And but no, it happens a lot, Leslie, when you're kind of photographing or you're running around. As I say, it was the biggest storm in the history of the state, so I was quite focused on getting other shots, but that was really kind of the best one that came out of it.
Yeah, it's hard to believe in the middle of it, there he is, the little surfer. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Well, Stuart, it's been really nice talking to you. And what's your advice, we'll say, for people that are interested in photography? What would you advise them to do? Because, I mean, you're lucky enough that it was handed down through your family. But, you know, for people that mightn't have any experience, or they might be listening to this broadcast and thinking, you know what, I'd love to do that. But the tranquility that goes with it too, you know. Well, I know that storm shot wasn't tranquil, but... some of them are.
Yeah, well, I'd always encourage people to get out there and get a camera and just start snapping, because of the, you know, the facility now you have with cameras, you have large memory cards. We're not really operating on a film basis, so you can get your own storage cards, take as many shots as you want. They can send them to me if they want and ask for my advice. I'm always keen or willing to give out any advice that if anyone has any questions. But yeah, just to get out there and enjoy the country and take some photographs and get going. It's a really nice way to spend some time. Or, you know, there's always a plus side to going out, even, you know, in the rain, hail, worst storms in the country, or a sun like we're having at the moment.
Yeah.
But I just encourage people to get out there, Leslie, and give it a shot.
Yeah, yeah. And you, it's worked out great for you so far. But I know this is the tip of the iceberg for you now, and You're just hoping that it does continue to work out for you. If anybody is interested in having a look at your work, is there a website, Stuart?
There is, yeah. It's stuartduffyphotography.com. www.stuartduffyphotography.com. So, yeah, please do. I'm always delighted to get people's feedback and check out my work.
Yeah, and brilliant. I mean, just some people, like for me, I do love to take photographs as well. And sometimes I think that people can, you know, be a little bit, you know, oh, for God's sake, don't want to see another landscape photograph. No, you're grand. But you have to try and make it different. And that's that's an art in itself, to make a art different.
Yeah, like I got some advice years ago, if you have some patience, which I'm not really renowned for, but if you're out taking photographs and you see a nice scene, sometimes if you wait a few minutes, something will pop into the scene, you know, like a bird, or for example, I said that guy, the guy with the surfboard, so it's always sometimes a waiting game, particularly with Irish landscapes. If you see a really nice scene, just give it a few minutes and eventually, you know, something nice could happen. The sun could break through the clouds. Someone could appear. There's always different things happening in the landscape. So it's a nice few little tips
there, Stuart. Maybe you should be thinking about giving a few classes because you seem to know your stuff.
Oh, well, I have done, yeah. But as I say, if any of the listeners are interested in it, they can, by all means, give me a shout. As I say, I'm very open to helping anyone out, especially in keeping photography alive, you know, and helping anyone in any area that they might have questions in. Because I've done, as I say, a bit with the landscape, the weddings, the food, etc. So I'm there anyway. They can email me. My email address is on my website. So
brilliant. Well, listen, Stuart, well done in the air. And I know you got stuff into Carroll's there last week. Is that right?
We did, yeah. I'm in their flagship store on Westmoreland Street. So, yeah, we've launched a sort of a premium product range in there.
Fair play to you. Okay, Stuart, well listen, continuing success to you in the future, and we'll be keeping an eye on you, and hopefully when you set up a little art classes or something, or photography classes, you can let us know.
I will.
I might send one of my creatures down to you and get a little lesson. But no, it's fantastic. And you know all the stuff that goes with photography. I did photography myself too a few years ago. And people don't realise, now everybody got throw it into your computer. But you know what, I have photographs at home in black and white that I made. I took them myself and I developed them myself and in a dark room. And that's... That was just such a brilliant experience. And, you know, you get a great buzz out of it too. And it is great for your endorphins and making you feel good. Absolutely. Like, that's my creation there, you know.
Absolutely. That's the point. That's the goal. Yeah, I used to do a lot of darkroom stuff myself when I was studying in Marino College.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's like a cradle to the grave. You know, you take the photograph, you physically produce it, you develop it, and then it's hanging on your wall. It's a pretty nice feeling to be involved in, you know, such a nice production.
Yeah. Okay, well, Stuart, you are going to be running Irish Elements till the end of the summer, if not longer, in Dublin Airport, Knock Airport and Shannon Airport. So if anyone is going through, have a look and stand beside and get a selfie.
And tag me.
And tag him. Yeah, tag him. Sure. Thanks a million for coming on and talking to us about your journey and continuing success to you in the future.
You're very kind. Thanks a million, Lizzie. It's a pleasure talking to you.
No problem. Bye.